The countdown is out of the rise. 1 week from tomorrow, the Queen City X is here. I'm going to get some inside scoop on that here in just a second. But first, if you're just waking up and you got a window open, you're probably smelling the smoke. It is really thick here this morning on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst on the air quality scale from Environment Canada. It's at a 10 plus. So it is going to be a lousy day. But the Riders move their practice indoors. And even if you don't have health problems, you're annoyed by it. Like when you first step out, you think, oh, it smells like a campfire. I love the smell of a campfire. But the longer you're in it, you think, okay, that's enough. If you're at all vacationing this week, I'd love to hear from you. Shoot me a text. I'm back from mine and would love to hear what you've been up to. 1-877-300-7275. Dean said he took advantage of those direct flights to Halifax, just got back, loved it. Terry from Buffalo Pound, not necessarily a text about holidays, but he was telling me he was headed up to work at Rowan's Ravine, Last Mountain Lake, and there's heavy fog, he said this morning, and smoke mixed together. The visibility at times he thought was about a couple hundred meters, especially at the K-plus highway stretch, and the Regina Beach access, Terry said, was also very poor visibility. So yeah, that's how thick the smoke is in some areas. This morning, it's affecting visibility. Okay, back to the Queen City X. Starts a week from tomorrow, and now is the time to be buying your midway passes. You save big money at co-op stores. I'll get to that in a second, but here from the Queen City Exhibition, Kathleen Betker. And Kathleen, as a kid, you grew up, I know, outside of Regina. You probably remember counting down. I know I did to the day one of Buffalo Days, as I knew it, but now the Queen City X. Is that how you remember, too?
It was weird because we didn't grow up in the city. We didn't get to go every year. And so when we did get to go, it was that much more special and that much more fun. And, like, those are the memories that are just locked in there forever.
And so here you are, all grown up now.
All grown up.
And you're putting this fair together. What's that mean to you?
Oh, my, it's really surreal. You know, I think I wake up a lot of days and it doesn't even feel real some days. I feel so incredibly blessed. And I mean, the people I work with, the community that we're a part of, it's just such a special event.
How about the Midway?
Yes.
Everyone's talking about it. We have West Coast Amusements as a new Midway. They're pretty common as far as, you know, some of the mall parking lots and some of the smaller exhibitions. So people are concerned, is our Midway as big as years previously?
So we have the same number of rides. The assortment of rides, of course, is a little bit different because West Coast doesn't have the exact same rides as our previous provider. But they've already invested a couple $1 million in adding to their inventory, and they're on the wait list for more rides. So they are fully invested in growing with us. Year two, year three, year four.
So this is going to be a long-term deal?
Long-term deal. I mean, we are fully invested. West Coast is going to be along for the ride with us. I think it's just going to continue getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Take us through the Midway. What do you think we will notice with West Coast?
It's interesting, but I think it's actually going to be a little bit brighter, a little bit cleaner, a little bit more shady. They've got some really great seating options that they bring with them. Being, you know, a home roots Canadian company, they pay attention to those little things and they're really family focused. So it's going to be a really nice, bright, clean, exciting Midway for you to walk down.
Yeah. Do you know some of the rides yet?
Oh, I know almost all the rides. I've been looking at all the rides.
What are a couple that we might want?
Well, we've got three new ones coming this year, along with the return of a fan favorite from last year that disappeared, which of course is the Zipper. So we have the Zipper coming back. And then our three new rides, we've got Chaos, Freakout, and Zero Gravity.
What's Freakout?
Well, you know, you do a lot of the turning this way and then the turning that way and the turning this way.
Yeah, that explains it. Kathleen Betker is my guest from the Queen City X. So we've got a new Midway, some extra rides coming here. Tickets are on sale right now at Sherwood Co-ops. Is it to your advantage to buy tickets in advance?
Absolutely.
And how much can you save? What are they?
Well, I mean, Sherwood Co-op, hands down, is the best deal in the city. You're not going to beat the pricing options that you've got available at Co-op. You can get the admission plus your ride all day pass for $55. Like, it is a smoking deal to get those. Admission is just $16, or you can get a friends and family pack, which is four admissions for $54.
As a dad, I know how important it is to save before you go to the X, so that's a great move there too. With the change in Midway, is there a change in food offerings?
A little bit of a change in food offerings, you bet. I mean, we're going to have the fan favorites that you've always known and loved, the mini donuts, the corn dogs, the turkey legs. Those things are always going to be there. But we've definitely got some fun new options coming as well this year. There's a fruity pebble corn dog. There's a meatsa matza corn dog, some great new poutines. I think the fun one this year, though, especially for the kids, is we have a cotton candy creator that does 100 plus designs. So you can get a unicorn or a penguin or a Pikachu and like get those fun little cotton candy moments.
What about the footprint of the fair itself? Are there still going to be exhibits, extra entertainment with your admission?
Footprint is relatively the same. We've got some indoor spaces. So the Brandt Center will be open. We're going to have that indoor marketplace with all of the exhibitors. Memory Lane is coming back, which of course, we love our historical committee and all the work that they do to hold on to the history of the exhibition and the fair. Our family stage is going to have some great programming for the kids. We've got our midway stage with some of that more daytime adult type programming. And then, of course, you can't miss the grandstand.
Okay, where is the grandstand? Confederation Park still?
Confederation Park,
who's
yeah.
there?
Wednesday nights, we kick it off with Blue Rodeo. Thursday, we have the Rec Laws. August 1st, the Friday, we have the Glorious Sons. August 2nd, we have the Sam Roberts Band. And then we close things out on Sunday with Biff Naked opening up for Kim Mitchell, followed by those fireworks.
Can't wait for the Queen City X. Kathleen, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks so much.
Greg Morgan, joined now by Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom, who did a wonderful job ensuring the guaranteed weather jackpot did not get away from him.
Welcome back, buddy.
It's the first time I have ever returned after you filled in, and the jackpot has risen and not been handed out. So
yeah, I felt like I wasn't just going to forecast something way off just so it could go to give away your money. No.
$650. Janine McKenna in Lakeview has a shot at that now. If I'm off by three or more on I have 23 today, where the air quality is the big talker here this morning. In fact, it's so thick this morning that Terry from Buffalo Pound texted me at 1-877-300-7275, said as he has been driving to Rowan's Ravine for work last Mountain Lake, he said that there was a heavy stretch of fog and smoke that made visibility a couple hundred meters.
Wow, thought. Double whammo. And yeah, we talked to Environment Canada this morning, and the air quality, which is right now at a 7 at we last looked. It had been at an 8, had been at a 10 plus. So these are very high risk. It looks like it is going to stay this way for the foreseeable future. Of course, we're looking ahead to Friday night, Mosaic Stadium. We have a football game again. We'll see if the smoke blows out by then, or even if it's here, if it's below, what is it, an 8? Anything under an 8, I think they're okay to play. So we don't want another delay like we had last
night. It's only Tuesday, Kevin.
Right.
Let's just wait. But right now, the forecast for Friday is sunny and 29 degrees.
Hot, finally.
Yeah. It's going to be a nice weekend. But yeah, this smoke is hard on everyone. I was saying earlier this morning that even if you don't have chronic health conditions, it's irritating. It's that thick right now. You can smell it, and I always say a campfire smells so great, but after a while, you just want it out of your clothes.
I know I've been driving in the smoke throughout like the summer, and every now and then my eyes will start actually sting.
Yeah.
Just as my driving in my car. And so it's certainly something that can affect really anybody, whether you have some sort of, you know, respiratory issue or not.
Well, don't whine to me about driving, because I have just finished driving 3,200 kilometers, a West Coast trip. Loved every minute of it.
Road warrior.
Yeah, I went to Kelowna. Again, I don't understand why everyone loves it there. There's a vineyard on every block.
It's not smoky there, though, right now.
It was beautiful. There was no smoke whatsoever on our trip until returning here yesterday. But I have to admit, it's when you're the driver in the mountains, as much as I love the mountains, you're not really watching. It was so busy. So many are staycationing right now. So everyone else in the vehicle enjoyed the view. I just was eyes to the road around every curve of a mountain. But yet when you come back home and you hit number one there out of Calgary, it's practically straight the whole way.
And see, a lot of people don't, you know, like they find the drive horribly boring and flat. I like the open road where you don't really have to worry about all those winds.
Well,
it's a nice break after going through
the mountains.
The scenery is beautiful, yes, but you're right. Sometimes when you're driving, you're not really paying all that much attention anyway to the scenery.
All right, Kevin, there is a big talker this morning as our aquatic center has gone up in price. This does not surprise me. When did we approve this? Why hasn't it begun? The longer you wait, the more things cost.
Now at $285 million. If you remember, Mosaic Stadium was, what, $278 million to build that. Now, that given that was, you know, about a decade ago or so, you know, not quite, but they started building it roughly at that time. And I mean, remember, this is a project, this indoor pool, that started at $160 million. And the scope, the price tag has gone up a number of times. Most recently, about $245 million. And they've continued to add things and, of course, cost overruns. Just the current climate of life right now, right? Everything is getting more expensive.
So now they got to find more room, right?
They do. And the two levels of government above the city, that would be the province and the federal government, are chipping in. I think it was about $70-75 million, not each, but collectively. And so now the city is going to be on the hook for pretty well the rest of that. So part of that will be serviced by debt. And it's another big project. Remember, though, this is a project that a lot of people have said that they wanted. This is their number one priority. Is this price tag too high for them? I guess counselors are going to find out soon.
CJME News Time now is 6:58. Thank you. Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. Planning on going for a long bike ride this afternoon. I might have to assess that as the smoke is so thick out there this morning. And on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst, according to Environment Canada, it is now a 10. They had it at a 10 plus. They backed off. It's a 10 now. But everyone with health issues is probably going to do their very best to ignore the outdoors today. And experts do suggest you limit your time outside. Reschedule or cancel outdoor activities, any sporting events or events. I know there's a lot of kids' camps on right now that normally would be outside. They may have to adjust today. And if your child is in one of those kid camps and you have concern, you either want to call ahead or else maybe hold your son or daughter at home today. If you're not out there long enough, some of the minor symptoms include eye, nose, throat irritation. Sometimes people get headaches or a mild cough. More serious but less common symptoms include wheezing, chest pains, severe cough. And if you're trying to keep the smoke out of your home, well, it's as simple as keeping the windows and doors closed as much as possible. And they do suggest make sure you got a good quality air filter in your ventilation system. And if you got one of those portable air cleaners, check the filter in that too. We did ask Environment Canada's Robin Dick how long this might last.
There's still fires ongoing in all the northern prairies, really. So even when this particular event clears, the smoke is ongoing. So we'll get a reprieve, and then it may just come back in depending on the wind direction. So until the fires are completely out, there won't be an end to the smoke.
That's it. Very non-committal. I'll bet the riders move practice indoors, and we got to hope by Friday night we don't experience what we all did a couple weekends ago with smoke so thick they postponed the game till the next day. Besides, that cost us a victory, too. Let's hope that. It's only Tuesday. We won't waste our time worrying about that right now, but hey, what's your vacation like? Have you been on a vacation already? Are you on it now? Are you waking up this morning out of one of the lakes? Maybe Kenosi, Buffalo Pound? Giving you a shout out there at Fort Capel as well, too. I know some of you have shared on my CJME Morning Show Facebook page after you saw. I posted a photo there of how we kicked off our holiday in Drumheller, Alberta. Went to the museum there, the Dinosaur Museum. Drumheller, dinosaurs roamed there once, and now they just awkwardly pose in that museum. But it's so cool. How do I rate that? Dino Museum? T-Rex excellent, I would say. Very cool. If you have little ones, they're going to love it. Anyhow, from there we hit the road and cruised through the mountains. Felt like we were in a car commercial a lot of the time. The windows down, full sweet alpine air moving through the vehicle. Mild GPS arguments of where we're going. Midway, we rolled into Three Valley Gap. Some of you had texted me before I left on vacation when I said we're going to be driving to Kelowna. Said, oh, you got to stop at Three Valley Gap. We did. And checked into a hotel room there that smelled like it had been haunted since the ghost town open next door. But hey, the spooky vibes were on brand. That Three Valley Gap, though the hotel is a little run down and the grounds could use some love, the Ghost Town Museum was pretty cool. Then we were back on windy mountain roads, made our way to Kelowna, first time there. And I got to admit, I finally understand why people from Saskatchewan flock there like geese on wine. There's a vineyard on every block. Loved it. Came home through Revelstoke, Halcyon Hot Springs. 3,200 clicks we put on the vehicle. One musty hotel, 500 mountain selfies. Too many wine tastings to admit later. We're back and back to work here. How about you on your vacation? Janelle Schultz, shared a beautiful photo here on my Facebook page, said they were in the Okanagan. Went to Wells Gray Provincial Park near Clearwater. Thanks for sharing that. Oh, Megan Hanna just said, hey, Greg, same picture as you, and shared it with mine. Just got back from Drumheller as well. I know, it's very cool. Others, Andrea Peters said, just going to Calgary and Edmonton, back to Swift Current. Madge Lake, Jennifer Leach, waking up at Madge Lake and Greenwater and in Pike Lake. Hey, thank you, Jen, for reaching out to us on the CJME Morning Show Facebook page. Well, I think Coldplay proves it. The chances of your marriage, your career being destroyed at a Coldplay concert are extremely low, but never zero. And Coldplay frontman Chris Martin even warned concertgoers on the weekend when he performed, okay, we're going to put you on the Jumbotron here. And joining me now, Evan Bray, back from vacation. I am here with you today, but I will admit this. Through the entire vacation, the hottest topic,
Coldplay,
was Coldplay.
Yeah, it's just gone so viral. We talked a bit about this yesterday on the show too. That the number of what I'm getting a kick out of, the stadiums that are putting up, instead of a kiss cam, the Coldplay cam, and people are recreating the moment.
Exactly.
Hilarious.
And you know what? You probably hope the Riders got something planned this weekend.
They have to do it. Like, yeah. They can't not do it. So
I think it was the BC Lions game. There was a Rider jersey on one guy and another in a BC Lions, and they kind of mocked it on the cam there. I cannot believe the flood of memes, though, since this story broke, what, last Thursday?
Yeah,
this
exactly.
All began, right?
It's been under a week.
I don't know about you, but I do not recall an explosion of memes like this since Biden's inauguration. You remember when Senator Bernie Sanders
sitting in the lawn
with his mittens
chair or
that
whatever,
were hand sewn by some grandma given to him years before, and you know that time the memes were everywhere about Bernie's mittens.
Yeah,
can you think of anything bigger than
I don't think
this?
So. I don't think so. I think it's taken on a bit of a life of its own, and the actual story itself now is taking a back seat to what social media and the viral atmosphere does with a story.
So do you
like
think
this.
We should, instead of the kiss cam, is it the Coldplay cam that stay forward, or is it the duck and cover cam? What is it?
Yeah, it's the Coldplay cam, and they have to do it Friday night.
Okay.
I'll be very disappointed if we don't see that at Mosaic Stadium. Hey, you are just back from vacation.
Yes.
How was it?
Well, it was an awesome trip out to the West Coast. I love the mountains, and I love Kelowna. I understand why so many people from Saskatchewan either go there because they've bought a home for, they hope, is the retirement, and visit often. We stayed with friends who now live there permanently.
Yeah.
Like, it is just... there was no smoke. It's beautiful.
Is that right? Did you have no smoke on the whole trip?
No smoke the whole trip. Not till yesterday did I get smoke in the face here again. But I will say this. The one thing about Kelowna, its infrastructure has not lasted. Or it hasn't, you know, it has no means. There's one bridge.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing that was driving me crazy after a while.
Right.
Because in good old Regina, it's only 20 minutes away tops, if not less.
Yeah.
In Kelowna, you're weaving. You're going through neighborhoods to get to this street.
Right.
The infrastructure is just not there.
It's outgrown.
Thank you very much.
As you were talking about your trip this morning, you really painted a picture. I literally pictured you with a white T-shirt tucked into your jean shorts some sort of New Balance runners with knee-high white socks and a camera around your neck. Like, you seem like you were on the ultimate road trip experience. Stopping at Drumheller, stopping at every roadside attraction.
Rather creepy, the way you describe me.
Look, kids, a jam stand. Let's stop there.
No, it was fun. There's lots to see and do, and it was so busy everywhere we went. You really get the feeling that everyone's staycationing here right now. But enough about my vacation. What's coming up on the big show here today?
Well,
impress me, Evan.
We got lots coming up. I mean, obviously, the premiers are day two of their meetings that are happening in Ontario. And in fact, today, Prime Minister Mark Carney is there. So we've got Stephanie Taylor joining us, reporter Stephanie Taylor, right off the start. She's there covering these meetings.
That's impressive, but I think you can impress me more yet.
Oh, you want me to impress you more, do you? Well, we've actually, speaking of smoke, we've got an expert on who wrote a great article in the Globe and Mail about how, you know, people have the wrong perception of these wildfires, thinking people can just get up there and put them out. Talking specifically about the letter that was written by the U.S. politician saying, Canada, you're really bothering me. So.
And getting together is also a topic. Why?
Yes. Well, how about that? Do you have any groups of people that are not family that you do a regular reunion with? Could be friends, could be former co-workers.
We did it. We both worked at Global Television.
I was going to say, we had
STV back in the day.
We had an STV get-together. That's right. That was good to see a bunch of old colleagues. It's become a bit of a topic of conversation. There's a lot of people that do this. Could be an annual golf trip or just an annual barbecue.
I have a lot of friends who worked at Acme Video. You remember the Acme Video stores around Regina?
Did you get together with them?
It seems
be
like
kind,
everywhere you
rewind.
Turn. Yeah. You know, I don't know what the separation is between you, but there is someone you know in your circle of friends who once worked at Acme Video, and they get together the odd time too. Okay. Big show with Evan Bray coming up at 8:30. I can't wait, Evan.
Thanks,
I hope
Greg.
I can stay awake.
Welcome
I'm still
back.
In vacation mode.